Now we come to the Lord's Supper. As we come to the table tonight, there are always echoes in this meal that echo backwards in the history of church that we read about in Scripture, echo forward into the meals to come, the meal to which we are all headed. I want you to think tonight about the time when the people of Israel, our spiritual ancestors, when they were in the wilderness, traveling from Egypt into the promised land. They were traveling for 40 years, and during that time, they carried their homes, their livelihood, and all that they possessed on their backs, on their animals. They carried their tents, clothes, tools, and even food. They carried all their possessions as they were wandering. But they didn't have to carry as much food as they might have. We're told that their daily bread was from heaven. They had bread from heaven. It came down from heaven 6 out of the 7 days of the week. They would gather what was needed. They would eat it on that day. God sent bread from heaven for them. When they arrived at long last in Canaan, that bread from heaven stopped. In Canaan, they would build homes, they would plant crops, they would live off of the land. But for believers, for us, the bread from heaven continues to come down. As we repeat the supper that Jesus served his disciples, we are receiving bread from heaven as we do this. How is this so? Well, first of all, Jesus is the bread from heaven. Jesus said in John 6, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world." Secondly, as we take the bread and the wine, spiritually, we are taking body and the blood of Jesus. The body and the blood of Jesus are now in heaven. But as we take of them, spiritually, we are taking the body and the blood from heaven. By faith, we are receiving bread from heaven again in the supper. Why is Jesus giving us bread from heaven again? Why are we doing this? It is, as he says, for the life of the world. In this bread that we receive, Jesus is saying, "I love you. I want you to live. This bread is for the life of the world." So the bread represents the body of Jesus. Jesus wants you to live, not to die. He feeds your new life with this bread. And the wine represents the blood of Jesus. As you drink, you say this: "His blood is cleansing me from sin. His blood cleans all sins from me. His blood is the only detergent for sin." We do this each week because Jesus told us to do it. Jesus told us to remember him in this way. Jesus wanted his death remembered in the simple meal that we take together. So, if you're here for this meal, if you have come to know God through what Jesus Christ did on the cross, by the work of his Spirit in your heart, and if you're a member of a gospel-believing church in good standing, you're invited to take this supper. But if you have something sinful that you're not willing to turn away from, someone you won't forgive, a sin that you know that you must let go of, but you're not willing yet to let go of it, we instruct you not to take the supper. It will harm you. It will not give you any benefit. We urge you, go, be reconciled quickly to God and to your brother, and then come and partake of the table next time. Now, let's pray together. Lord Jesus, you have come into our midst again tonight. We pray that you would take the bread, the wine, and that you would show yourself to us. Open the eyes of our hearts. Enable us by the Spirit, by faith, to perceive Jesus Christ, who died for us, who bled for us, whose perfect performance has been given to us by the wonderful work of imputation. Enable us to feed in this supper and to go away from it strengthened and rejoicing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, on that night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples. By ministering in his name, give this bread to you. Jesus said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Take and eat. This is the body of Christ. In the same manner, Jesus also took the cup, and when he had given thanks for it, as has been done in his name, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Drink of it, all of you." Let's now drink together the blood of Christ. Let's pray. Again and again each week, Lord, we are reminded that we are sinners, that we are complete disasters, and it took a miracle to deliver us and save us. And you did it. You did it. We thank you for Christ, our Savior. We could never have come up with this. We never would have dared to ask for this. And this convinces us that you must love us very much, that you would give Jesus for us. We thank you. We owe everything to him, and we're so glad to be in your debt. Produce more fruit in us this week. Enable us to die more to sin and live to righteousness. Send us from here with love and hope and joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.